Consumers are shopping early for deals this holiday season. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIE3 at checkout.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Of the 300 people a day that are dying, they are largely unvaccinated. Is that still the case?
Yeah, what we have right now is people who are largely under-vaccinated.
Under, didn't you serve under Ulver in the Air Force?
Not directly. Technically, Dunn was under Ulver and I was under Dunn.
Yep.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Well, today the royal couple heads outside the city.
Boston 25 News reporter Kelly Sullivan live at Greentown Labs in Somerville.
Oh, Somerville, why people put you down, I know not. I'd like to take that Howie Carr and knock his teeth out, every one of them. Then he'd be an accepted member of this proud community.
We know the president's never been down to the border, and so is he going to?
So, look, he's been there. He's been to the border.
I guess I should go down, but the whole point of it is I haven't had a whole hell of a lot of time to get down.
Who's not busy? I'm busy. We're all busy. Everybody's busy.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Howie Carr, your only talk show host who is included, his name is included, in the Somerville National Anthem. The all-American city of Somerville, which was visited today by the Prince of Wales. That's W-A-L-E-S. Donald Trump once spelled it W-H-A-L-E-S, talking about his dad, Prince Chuck, now King Chuck. That's enough of the royal talk, though. 844-500-4242. How's the traffic holding up for you, everybody, in Boston? With the Royals in my old home city of Somerville, Massachusetts, the illegitimate offspring of Suffolk County. Anyway, 844-500-4242. It's a busy day here. The Royals are checking out tomorrow. I don't know if they're planning on paying their bill or just getting out the back door. And then Joe Biden will be coming to town to have his big fundraiser for Raphael Warnock with the fake Indian and Mr. Frosty. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I want to start off today with really an amazing, there are a lot of amazing statements made by members of the Brandon administration, but I would have to say that this one today, this is certainly, I know it's early in the month, it's only the first day of the month, but it's going to be hard to top this as the Marie Antoinette moment of the month from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. And it's really something. She was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. That's a Democrat agitprop show on one of the networks. They used to run comedy shows. Now they to counter program the comedy shows, they put on a news show. Now the comedy shows are gone, the news shows are gone. They all run propaganda for the Democrat Party, and except for Fox, which runs Greg Gutfeld, and he gets more ratings than any of them, and you know probably close to all of them combined, he gets more numbers. But Janet Yellen of Berkeley and Yale and all those really fine places. She was on The Late Show. She's the Treasury Secretary. And she was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and she was asked about high inflation. And she blamed it on Americans splurging. Splurging, if you can believe that. I'm just looking to see which cut it is here. Oh, here, cut 7.
It turned out the pandemic had very special impacts on the economy. Remember, everybody stopped spending on services. They were in their homes for a year or more. They wanted to buy grills and office furniture. They were working from home. They suddenly started splurging on goods, buying technology. We suddenly working through technology. And bottlenecks started developing where supply, in particular important sectors of the economy, just couldn't keep up with demand.
Can I give me a fact check here? People were in their home. They were in their homes because they were ordered not to leave their homes. And this splurging that was going on, how about the fact that the Treasury, your Treasury Department, the Federal Reserve, has been printing money? And for every dollar, basically, I was going to say $1 trillion, but for every dollar that they print, all the other dollars lose just a little bit of their value. Do you understand that? And what is this splurging stuff? How about all the people who lost their jobs? How about all the businesses that went under? How about all the businesses that have come back but are a mere shadow of their former selves because they can't get any help? And the splurging, again, the federal government was printing money and then sending the money to these people who forgot how to work. They got addicted to lying on the couch and watching Netflix or porn or ordering DoorDash or man, this is insane. How out of touch is this woman? And again, she was a teacher at Berkeley, a professor at Berkeley. And Berkeley, by the way, is the home of many, many atrocities over the years, academic atrocities. One of the graduates of Berkeley is more recently, not to go back in the past, is SBF's father went to Berkeley before he went to Yale Law School. And his mother, of course, went to Harvard undergraduate, Harvard for a master's degree, Harvard for her law school degree. So these are the best and the brightest that we have here now in the United States who say it's splurging. And I like the way she says they were splurging on grills. Now, remember last month when Biden talked about the Inflation Reduction Act and it's going to enable people to buy those things that they've been looking for a long time. And they're going to get a tax write-off on it. And one of the things that he mentioned is a coffee machine. I know you've been dreaming of that Mr. Coffee for a long time, since you had the old black and white back in the 70s and Joe DiMaggio, the Yankee Clipper, came on and he was pushing you've been saving up ever since for that Mr. Coffee. Now you can get it. And on top of the Mr. Coffee machine, you can get a George Foreman grill. Isn't this amazing? Thank you, Democrat Party. And that's why we have inflation in this country now. It has nothing to do with shutting down all of the energy production in the United States or promoting this phony proxy war in Ukraine against Russia. It has nothing to do with inundating the southern border with millions of indigent third world criminals who are coming over here to go on welfare. It has nothing to do with depressing the labor market by printing all this extra funny money to give to people, U.S. citizens, in addition, of course, to the illegal aliens who don't want to work anymore. But it doesn't matter because we're giving them so much money in the form of all these phony baloney extra food stamps, rent moratoriums, student loan moratoriums, extra child care credits, all this BS that's been passed out, and a lot of it is still going on under the rubric of a COVID emergency, which Brandon announces there is no COVID emergency. At the same time, he announced on 60 Minutes that he was settling the rail strike. And now it turns out he didn't settle the rail strike, and there is a COVID emergency, at least for the purposes of passing out more welfare to the non-working classes, which is the Democrat Party. But it's our fault. We've been splurging. Have you been splurging? Let me ask you that. Have you been... You know, you walk into the supermarket now that you say, man, I'm going to splurge. That nice 6 ounces of cheese that I used to get for $3.99 is now $6.99. I'm going to splurge. You go to the gas station, used to be $2.10 a gallon on election day in 2020. Now it's $4. You're going to splurge. Get some more gas. Wow. These people, I'm telling you, Marie Antoinette's got nothing on these people. Marie Antoinette said, let them eat cake. Janet Yellen says, let them splurge. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Biden is still the president. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting or hoping for. The pre-election rally in equities seems to be sputtering out despite the 700-point increase the other day in the Dow Jones. All of this inflation, these wars, the energy shortages, the invasion of the southern border by criminals, all of these are good reasons for you to want to try to protect your assets, because we're in for a tough time. In times of political and economic crisis like this, historically investors have turned to precious metals, tangible assets. You need to think about doing the same. Monetary gold makes the process easy. What we are seeing right now is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold going as high as $5,000 an ounce. A network analyst is predicting $15,000 in 3 years. Monetary Gold has a new guide available. The title is Five Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. Also included is the nation's number one most requested asset protection guide for more than 20 years. Inside, you will learn the one secret investment of the top 1% and how to protect your retirement from a runaway spend and tax federal government. To order your guide today, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. Monetary Gold is rated a top 5 with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. 1-800-267-6500, or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
It's not easy being number one.
It's so lonely at the top of Olympus. More women! More wine!
Howie will be right back after this short break. And now, back to the cheap bastard from up north.
Maine, where he's from?
Around Portland, I think. And like most real Yankees, he knows how to nurse a dollar.
He's Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. And as you know, there's supposed to be layoffs today at CNN. Hundreds. It's a punch to the gut, as Chris Licht, the new boss of CNN, said in an internal memo, a punch to the gut. And yesterday they were laying off contributors. Today they're laying off staffers. We haven't gotten any names yet, unfortunately, or fortunately, for the sake of the poll question. So, Jared, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Who would you like to see laid off from CNN today? Jake Tapper?
Oh, and you only got only one pick per customer. The mailroom manager wanted to pick two, but I told her only one. Sorry, only one per customer.
Jake Tapper, Don Lemon, Anderson Cooper, Jim Acosta, Ellison Camerata, John Berman, or Jim Sciutto.
Such a worthy list.
That is the 27 Yankees of horrible right there.
Because there's only one per customer, I'm going with Jake Tapper, as I said I was going to yesterday.
Jake Tapper is at 11%. Don Lemon is at 33%. 10% for Anderson Cooper, 42% for Jim Acosta, 3% for Allison Camerata, 1% for Jim Sciutto, and a big ol' zero for John Berman. Apparently a fan favorite.
Yeah, Berman used to be on the morning show. I've never seen him. He's another guy I couldn't pick out of a lineup, but he's really obnoxious when I see those clips from Newsbusters or, you know. And Jim Sciutto is—he was one of the guys. He's like an Obama administration coat holder. But again, those guys are pretty obscure people. So, Don Lamone is running away with it. Lamone or who's
Acosta. Acosta has 42, and Lamone has 33.
I'm telling you, Acosta is as invisible as Berman or Sciutto these days. You know, being on Saturday. Late Saturday afternoons, but people remember him, you know. All right, so we'll see what happens. They're saying that the real high profile people are safe, but you know, you never know. They may throw in, you know, just one or two just to satisfy the bloodlust of the crowd in the Coliseum watching the gladiators. Although these people are hardly journalistic gladiators, are they? Matt, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Howie, maybe I'm not as smart as I think. I got my economics degree from UMass terrorists down there, and I always heard that inflation was utterly and entirely a monetary phenomenon. So I wonder, is it going to be utterly and entirely a grill buying phenomenon in the economics textbooks? How's it going to go, Howie?
None of it makes sense. I never took any economics courses. I believed it when I heard that it was the dismal science. It seemed pretty dismal to me, but... But I don't know too many people, Matt, who are splurging right now. Do you? Two words I don't associate together are inflation and splurging.
No, it's the classic in economics is too many dollars chasing too few goods. That's what happens when you print money. I thought that she would know that. I mean, how do you get these advanced degrees and not know that? I just got a bachelor's and I know that. From year one. It boggles the mind, Howie, doesn't it?
I know. I know. It's just amazing. And they wanted to buy grills and office furniture. They were working from home, and they suddenly started splurging on goods. And that led to supply chain bottlenecks. How about the fact that nobody was working anymore? You know? How about the fact that there was nobody unloading the container ships? From the Far East. How about the fact that California changed all of its emissions laws, so a lot of the trucks that used to transport the goods weren't allowed to come in to the big terminals in L.A. and Long Beach? How about the fact that we could have a rail strike? How about the fact that there could be a shortage of diesel fuel due to the fact that they've shut down all the refineries and they've stopped drilling across the country? Does that have anything to do with it? All right, how is any of this splurging, per se? Thanks for the call, Matt. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, say it's not so on these layoffs with CNN. The humanity. I mean, who's going to write the cartoons every day? My God.
Barbaric.
Barbaric. But I'll tell you, listen, you got to get listen to Ed Lambert. The DEP is doing a number on the... people down here on the Cape about the new septic systems, and I'm telling you, it's out of control what the liberals and the DEP is doing to the people down here.
Well, wait till Mara Healey gets in as governor, Mike. Wait till Mara Healey gets in. This will seem like the good old days.
Oh yeah, I wanted to let you know, like Lindsay's restaurant shut down.
Yeah,
she couldn't get any help. It's so sad. And now different towns on the Cape are going to start doing equity program interior audits on what people have on the interior of their homes.
What?
On the Cape. I swear to you, you can't make this stuff up. Yep.
Where is this? Where can I get a story on this?
Well, you know what? I'll have somebody that you know very well send it to you tomorrow. And I'm going to tell you, it's out of control on what's going on down here on the Cape. It's starting.
What did you call that? Equity? Equity interiors?
Yes, equity. It's an equity interior program on what you have in the inside of your house.
Oh, boy. I know I need a permit to, you know, to work on my kitchen or my bathroom, but I don't know what they have to do with the interior and my equity in the interior. Thanks for the call. I'm Howie
don't
Carr.
Feel guilty.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. The casualty lists are beginning to come in. Are they sending priests out to or officers in the CNN woke army to deliver the tragic news of the fallen heroes to the survivors? Grace, do you know?
I don't know about that, but we're definitely getting a lot of tweets that are being sent out. No shortage
really?
Of tweets. Yes, and I have one here for you, Howie, from Chris Saliza.
Oh, didn't they pick him up on waivers from the Washington Post, which, by the way, just shut down its magazine?
They had a
Sunday magazine. Yeah, they. That's the most common reaction. Yes, yeah, they did. They do have a Sunday magazine until Christmas, and that's the last day of it, December 25th, and it's being shuttered, and there's going to be 10 people laid off. So I guess that's not an opening door for Chris Saliza as he tries to go back into print journalism.
He said, "My time at CNN was an absolute blast. I got to work with smart and dedicated journalists every day. I'm sad it's at an end, but also excited about what the future holds for me. Stay turned."
Stay turned or tuned?
Stay turned.
Stay turned. Okay. Maybe that's some kind of inside joke that I don't get.
No, I think it's just a typo. Because some people in the comments were correcting it.
Okay. Do we have anybody else that we know, or are they just these just obscure people? That's
the biggest name we've found so far, but the texters are helping us out. So as we get those throughout the show, we can always just, you know, double check it and then send it to you. But Chris Saliza, biggest name I've seen so far. In other big news today, Howie, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced that the Senate will vote on a bill to avoid a railroad strike, as well as a House measure giving 7 days of paid sick leave to rail workers and an amendment for a cooling off period between labor and management.
Grace, I know I've mentioned this before, but why do we need action by Congress? Didn't Scott Pelley tell us that Joe Biden had totally solved the problem? At the same time, he told us that the COVID panic was over.
It would appear that Scott Pelley got some disinformation before that riveting interview with Joe Biden.
Some very fake news?
Yes. And that was before Elon Musk really started doing his damage to Twitter. So I don't know where he came across this disinformation. But Schumer added, "I am very glad that the two sides."
QAnon is my guess.
That's
QAnon. Nobody I know has ever been on QAnon or even was familiar with it. Yet, you know, people like Chris Saliza think that QAnon is calling the shots for half the country.
Yeah, and it's really frustrating, Howie, because it's not just Chris Saliza, it's people at the New York Times. This just happened the other day with the Balenciaga scandal. Rather than get upset about what actually happened from a fashion brand, they want to say that it's because of QAnon conspiracy theories. And like you just said, the only people who take QAnon seriously and spread their message far and wide are these liberal keyboard warriors. Nobody else is giving them any oxygen.
I wouldn't even know where to find it if I wanted to find it, and I don't.
Oh, Jared just gave me an update. The paid sick leave edition failed.
Yes, this is from Burgess Everett, Politico Congressional Bureau Chief. Paid sick leave edition to rail deal fails 52-43, does not meet the 60 votes needed.
Well, Chuck Schumer did say they're not leaving until they come to a resolution on this. I don't know how that works, though, Howie. Like, can he just tell people they can't go home?
Well,
there'll
I guess
no train
he can,
running.
But if he does, I guess he can, but he doesn't. If he doesn't have the votes, what does it matter? Right? It's like, I mean, if you can't get a quorum of people in a legislative body, it doesn't matter what you do. So he can't get to the 60 vote threshold. It doesn't matter if they're there or not.
It's interesting because when Joe Biden should go through Congress, he doesn't. do it in the case of the student loan debt forgiveness initiative. And then when you'd expect him to handle it, because he's the most pro-union president ever, he passes the buck to Congress.
Right. And you know, he tells us, you know, that he has this, didn't he say he has more experience than any other president in history?
Yeah, he said that.
I mean, just to cite one example, Lyndon Baines Johnson. He was the Senate Majority Leader. Do you think Lyndon Baines Johnson would he have left it to Congress to handle this problem? And if it got this far, he would have just called these people in and started knocking their heads.
Yeah, I don't think
literally.
I don't think Joe Biden commands the same kind of respect as LBJ.
Fear.
Yeah. Any of those words fit in this case. I don't think he commands much of anything. Howie, you know what? I'm kind of torn here because I am going to get to a story about California reparations. But first, just because we were just talking about CNN and they're getting a lot of grief lately as far as the network news goes. But have you been following this story with Good Morning America?
Oh, with the affair?
The affair. Okay, so a lot of people know this. It's Amy Robach, and I remember her because she was the one who was caught on camera. Like, it wasn't live on TV, but they had footage of her talking about how ABC spiked her story on Epstein because they wanted to get an interview.
Oh, she's the one. Okay.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know these people because who the hell is watching these shows? This is Steffi Stephanopoulos' show, right?
Yeah, I only remember it because it was at the time of the Epstein royal family whole thing, and it was kind of a big deal. And she has this affair with her co-host, who I'd never heard of, TJ Holmes. And I didn't realize that they're actually... I should have known from co-hosts. I just thought they were both at Good Morning America. I didn't realize they did like a whole hour together. So they returned for this hour. They did not address it. They reunited on air and just pretended everything was fine. But he did not have his wedding ring on. And I don't know if you saw the pictures in the Daily Mail of their cozy weekend where they got caught, you know, canoodling.
Yeah.
But doesn't seem like they were trying to be too discreet. You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of when Andrew Cuomo was caught with Melissa DeRosa.
Yeah.
At the restaurant.
Yeah.
And they were giggling over a glass of wine.
Right.
Very similar to that. But just a little interesting gossip from Good Morning America. Heads up for everyone. The Grace Curley Listener Weekend is December 9th and 10th. It's coming up at the Follins Bee Inn in North Sutton, New Hampshire. It's going to be so much fun. We've done this before. It was a huge success. As Howie can vouch for, Dennis, the innkeeper, is one of the best cooks I've ever eaten food from, Howie. I mean, the breakfast, the dinners, everything he makes is just to die for.
Yeah, no, he does a great job, and the rooms are all nice. They all got their own bathrooms, and you know, they're nice and warm. And he's a very very great, gracious host. And the view, the scenery, the walks are spectacular. It's just a really, really good place to go, whatever the season.
Yeah, it really is. And especially now, like Howie said, it's very cozy. So make sure you grab these rooms for December 9th and 10th. It's FollinsBeeIn.com. That's FollinsBeeIn.com. All right. Now, this is a really wacky story. We've heard about this before. California's always got a lot of stuff brewing, Howie. But California Reparations Committee will recommend handing out $223,200 to descendants of slaves.
To descendants of slaves.
Yes. Over $223,000 for housing discrimination, which would be in the nation's biggest ever restitution effort.
And how much are they putting aside for the $223,000 per person?
It's a very good question, Howard.
So if you have a kid, you just get an automatic, and the kid is a quote-unquote descendant of slaves, you just get an extra $223,000 when you deliver the kid? Is that the way it works?
That could pose a problem. I wonder if they thought about that. As far as how much money it would cost in total, they're considering $569 billion in their recommendation.
Just for the state of California.
Yes, and it says the 9-member reparations task force was formed by who else? California Governor Gavin Newsom. As part of the country's largest ever effort to address reparations for slavery. They have to have their final recommendations in the legislature by June of 2023. And the panel is also considering how payments should be made. Some suggested tuition and housing grants, while others have suggested cash. I know which one I would choose.
Grace, I'm going to predict this is going nowhere. Even in California, they can't afford this. This is like when they tried to have universal health care just in Vermont. Remember that?
Yeah, they just looked at it.
They put on their green eye shades, and they said, "Hey, you know what? We don't have a printing press, unlike the feds."
Yeah, and you know what, Howie? If anyone ever said to you, "Listen, we're considering some restitution here. Here are your options: a grant or cash."
Right, it's like winning the lottery. Do you want it in 20 payments, in annual payments, or do you want a lump sum when it's actually worth something? Come on.
If anyone ever says to you, "Oh, I would do installments," that's when you know that they're not thinking straight.
It's like saying, "Do you want to take the breathalyzer test?"
Right. It's just something you learn.
No.
Yeah.
You learn it you don't have to go to graduate school to know this. You don't have to be a reader of Semaphore, a college-educated reader, to know the answer to any of these questions.
But hopefully not many of us are in that situation to begin with. Howie, I wanted to ask you if you saw this cut on MSNBC from Dr. Ashish Jha and the new term that is floating around now, because we had talked about this before. You know, what happens after you're fully vaccinated and that's not good enough anymore? Like, is your passport still going to count if you're fully vaccinated but you haven't gotten a booster? Are you going to have some sort of proof of that? Well, now we've had the term, we've gone from fully vaccinated and unvaccinated to under-vaccinated. Have you heard this?
Yeah, I have, but I'm also confused because didn't Kamala Harris, the border czar, say that you only needed to get a vaccination once a year, and yet the White House says that you need to get a couple of vaccinations a year, and then also the CDC has said that the most recent booster is only good for 2 months.
So a fully vaccinated booster person is the most protected against COVID.
So what is a fully vaccinated booster person, Brandon?
That's a question that I think changes every day, you know, as time goes on.
Well, it changes from whoever's saying it. Because, again, I think in the last day we've had three different answers, haven't we?
Yeah. I just remember them saying, it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And then that didn't turn out to be true because a lot of people who were getting sick were vaccinated. So now they have to say it's a pandemic of the under-vaccinated.
Right.
They just keep switching the goalpost.
And most of the people who are dying now have, in fact, been vaccinated because a majority of the population has been vaccinated.
Yeah, it's utterly ridiculous. And, of course, Dr. Ashish Jha, his number one concern is Twitter and Elon Musk and the spread of COVID misinformation. No one had a problem with misinformation when it was 15 days to slow the spread or masks work or COVID vaccines
are
100% effective.
I wouldn't take this as long as Trump is president. Or how about the misinformation? Any president who presides over the death of 220,000 Americans should resign. And now he's probably up around a million dead. And
yeah.
I haven't heard any clamoring for, not on the Democrat side, for him to step aside and go to the memory wing of the nursing home.
Yeah, Howie, and you've said this before, I've said it before, but disinformation really at this point is just whatever Democrats don't like or don't want you to know.
Right. Right. It's like racism. Anything you say that they disagree with, it's racism.
Yep.
Or it's disinformation or misinformation.
Howie, that's it for me. I'll be back tomorrow. Oh, and just a heads up for everyone. If you go to HowieKarsher.com, you still have time to enter to win the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. We're giving away the last one tomorrow, even though November's over. We're going to let people keep entering. So enter in at HowieKarsher.com. It just comes right down, drop the little drop box, enter your email. You could win the 3-pack tomorrow.
Okay, thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
Why do real estate owners voluntarily choose to auction their homes, commercial property, and land? Well, the simple answer is this: certainty. In a J.J. Manning real estate auction, the seller benefits from certainty of a sale date, certainty of no contingencies, certainty of a closing within 30 days, certainty of competition fighting for your property. In a J.J. Manning auction, you were in the hands of a 46-year seasoned firm with over 16,000 auctions under their belt. Your property is their important project. There is no distress. You set the terms, you sell contingency free, and the buyer pays the commission. In an uncertain real estate market, choose certainty. Choose J.J. Manning. Remove all doubt. From Needham to Nashua, Westford to Westwood, and Yarmouth to Merrimack, my listeners have chosen certainty and sold with J.J. Manning. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Don't wait for prices to head even lower. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your real estate sold. From Needham to Nashua, Westford to Westwood, and Yarmouth to Merrimack, Howie listeners have chosen certainty and sold with J.J. Manning. I'm Howie Carr.
You've got it. From what I've heard here, yeah, you've got it. And you're stuck with it. And I don't care if you wanted to get rid of it. You could. It's always going to be there.
He's Howie Carr. He's been called the Nostradamus of our time.
You know something? If you liberals go on getting your way, we're all going to hear one big loud flush. That's the sound of the USA going down the toilet.
He's Howie Carr.
Jared, a texter is asking, who would you vote for? Who would you like to most see get fired? And again, only one per customer, please.
I got to go with Don Lemon. I just find him insufferable. I know he's a member of several protected classes, so I probably won't get my way, but I would like to see him gone most of all.
Yeah. Not only is he a member of several protected classes, he just got demoted, you know? I mean, it would really seem like piling on to fire him after demoting him first, you know? Not that he doesn't deserve it all the way, but there it is. Okay, 8-4-5-0-8, tough call, but Tapper is insufferable. They're all insufferable. That's what this is. That's why this is a good poll question.
That's the Sesame Street word of the day is insufferable.
Well, one down with Chris Saliza. Many, many, many more to go. Julie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Julie.
Hi. I wanted to say I'm 74 years old. My husband's 64 years old in a lot of pain. And he still has to work. We get nothing. We haven't had a furnace. This will be our second winter without a furnace because we don't qualify for anything. But people are out on the streets in the corners. Now they have chairs and a cooler with them. And here we are stuck. They give it to everybody else. But if you make $2 over, they just screw you.
So, Julie, are you telling me you're not splurging despite what the Treasury Secretary said yesterday?
Oh, for God's sakes, we can't even buy little treats like we used to have. I think the dog eats better than we do.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be chuckling about that. I'm sorry, Julie. That's the way. You're an American citizen, though. You know, you have to scrimp and save for our new undocumented Democrats who are crossing the border. Thanks for the call, Julie. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie. I'm wondering if you can explain to me how it works with the Democrats and validating, you know, voter validation and all that, because is it okay to, like, invalidate a valid vote if we're going to be inconvenienced? You know, like the railroads unions, they had a valid vote, but the results are going to inconvenience us, so we're going to overturn that. What's going on?
There's only one rule, Paul, and that's you do what we want you to do or you get killed. That's what it boils down to. That's the rule from the Rules Committee, and they're making the rules, so we have to do what they're saying. The Democrats say what's ours is ours and what's yours is ours. There are two rules then. All right. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.